Blog Talk Radio.
Bobbing your head. I see you there.
Totally. Man, it's Tuesday. It's finally Tuesday.
It's Monday. Finally.
Girl, you don't understand. Monday seemed to have happened like twice for me. Somehow I got like a day ahead of the weekend. I lost a day and so Sunday felt like Monday for me. And then I had Monday again. And
Look here, ZQ77. Don't be talking about me and my purse. And I like to put tacos in my purse. How you doing?
Tacos. In the purse. Really? What have I missed?
Not those kind of tacos. Y'all know I love tacos.
I thought so. I wasn't thinking that.
What? You? Anyway. Yeah.
I love you, Snow. Please don't cut me later.
You was going to be cut.
I know I am. She's going to get me. Good morning. Good morning, the dark one, Mr. Joe.
Hello, Joe. What do you know? Like he hasn't heard that one before. Man.
We both sound tired this morning.
I am. You know why I'm tired? Fighting with digital shoes last night. That's just... That's...
How late did you stay up fighting with digital shoes?
Till about 12:30. 12:30, 1 o'clock. I mean, I'm usually up anyway, usually watching something, trying to wind myself down. But I wasn't wound down at that time. I was like, screaming at the computer. I'm going to tell you. Second.
I said interesting.
I'm just, let me just tell you people out there, you other techie people, from one techie to another, don't always be assuming that people understand your instructions. That's why they have technical writers. That's why in technical writers, they write your game manuals, your instructions on how to put your PC together, although sometimes PC instructions are a little too. You need to assume that you're talking to a 5-year-old and you need to write it as such.
Exactly. I don't know if any of you have taken public speaking or any sort of speech class or whatnot, but they teach you that. That is one of the things, one of the skills that you learn, is that when you're doing instructions like this, you have to do it to the simplest common denominator, more or less, you know, so the most inept person in the world can understand it.
And when they can understand it, they're going to buy it.
Yes. You know, you can assume all you want that people understand, but you're just going to lose, money that way.
That is why Linksys is one of the top routers on the market, because their instructions are so utterly simplified.
Yes.
A child could follow them, literally.
Yes, exactly. I love my Linksys.
See? And it was easy. It took you probably 10, 15 minutes, if that long, to plug it up and figure out what to do, because great instructions, as opposed to Netgear.
Netgear and I had issues. I mean, that thing just didn't want to work in the first place. Netgear and I have broken up.
Yeah, Netgear and I, he's been put to the back of the closet. And it's very pretty and it's all white. It kind of looks like the Apple one. It's all...
Yeah, it was gorgeous. It just... The Netgear router absolutely hated my wireless printer. So I was like... Mm-mm.
That's common. Bluetooth and Netgear, any type of wireless with Netgear, don't get along too well.
Yeah, so me and Netgear had to go separate directions. I was like, thank you so much, but no.
It was nice knowing you.
I'm sorry I spent so much money on you.
Good morning to you, Horace, there.
Hey, it's Mr. Horace there. Hey, Horace, what's up?
Horace is there.
All right, we've got to get some Left 4 Dead going this weekend or next weekend or something, now that I have my Xbox.
Oh, yes. It'd be on.
Yes. We got to kill some zombies.
I like the way that you did that, because now I have to do the segue.
Are we going to segue? What you got?
We're going to segue. Here it comes.
Zombie alert. Oh, no.
Ah. I heard this just this morning, like literally 10 minutes before the show. Danny Bonaducci, some of you may be a little too young to remember him. I'm just barely old enough to remember him. He used to be on a show called The Partridge Family. Y'all remember that show way back in the day? If you remember,
no.
Well, let me equate you to the Partridge. The Partridge family is like the Kardashians if they could actually have talent. That was me.
Like the Kardashians, if the Kardashians actually had talent.
Yes, and were able to go on tour. But theirs was not a reality show, but it was kind of, it was
you
a sitcom.
Sex tapes aren't talent?
Well, I'm sure it took some talent to do some of the things she did in that tape. They don't call it a job for nothing. But still. But Danny Bonaducci was bitten on the face by a crazed fan. Apparently she walked
what
up to him.
World?
She apparently walked up to him and asked if she could kiss him, and he said sure, and she bit into him like he was an apple.
Why? Why would you do that, people?
Wait, it gets worse. She didn't just bite him. She gnawed on him for a full minute before somebody pulled her off.
What the hell? So she was actually trying to take, like, a chunk of his cheek.
Yes.
What is wrong with you people? Stay away from the bath salts. What did I tell you? No more bath salts. No bath salts for you.
This happened at a Washington casino, and he was telling the Tribune, you know, what happened. He is not pressing charges against her because he believes she might have been under the influence of some bath salts. And he said, as crazy as it sounds, she did this because she loved him in some kind of sick and perverted way.
Danny, this is what abused people say. You press charges. Come on.
You want
the girl to get help? You press charges. She goes to jail. She stays away from drugs.
You have to find the pictures on the internet. There is a little small red mark next to his ear where she bit him. It's and it says blood. She drew blood.
See, sorry, Danny. It was nice knowing you. Now you're a zombie. Now we're going to be obligated to shoot you in the face. First time I hear, I'm hungry. No, that's it.
There's a whole bunch of things I could draw from this. Not just to mention the zombie thing, but as we tell you guys out there, we love all y'all to death. We don't even have these kind of fans, but this is why I'm always leery of people. This right here is why. You are not biting me, and you certainly are not going to walk away and, you know, you drew blood and I didn't, because if you bite me, it is so on.
Going down, because I'm taking you to the nearest doctor. We're going to find out whether or not you're a zombie and if I'm going to change.
They're going to be on. It's going to be easy to take us to the doctor because I'm going to knock you the hell out. There will be no biting unless I ask.
No, this is
going to
be adorable. Corey is like tiny. So for her to knock you out, man. It's going to be so cute.
It will not be cute. There is a guy somewhere from way back when in the club that will tell you it may sound cute, but it was not cute. When I have my foot on your neck, is not cute.
That's just hot right there, man.
I love our people. I haven't had the crazy in a while, and I told Ginger all the crazy stories. And well, not all. I told her most of the crazy stories, the ones that resonate with me. That I was like,
she's trying not to scare me too much.
Yeah, I don't want to scare her too bad, but so I haven't had any crazy lately. But yeah, it's been a few times where I have felt like somebody was going to bite, and I'm like, hey, stay right there.
Wow.
I can see. No, I see you just fine. You can take a picture from there. That's fine. No, I don't want to put my arm around you while your friend take a picture. Both look like zombies. No.
You both look like zombies. Oh my goodness. Oh wow. No, cause see, that wasn't bad. You know, cause we went to RTX, nobody knew who we were. But if they did, they didn't say anything.
We ran across two people that knew who we were. And they're actually, if you check our Twitter, they're the two people I'm supporting for the Extra Life competition. And actually, the picture on their Extra Life page is one I took of them. And I can't remember. I never remember her name. Jane, I think it's Jane. Jane, I'm sorry. I never remember your name. Her and her boyfriend, if you go look at our Twitter, I forget which character she's dressed up as. So she has her hair pulled up in two ponytails with her hands. And her guy is just like Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat.
Oh,
yes,
cool.
Yeah, they were at RTX, and they knew who we were, obviously. She comes running up. Oh, my God! I know she's harmless. You know, I spent a whole night with her locked in the Microsoft store, so I know if she was going to kill me or bite me, it was going to happen then, because she had ample opportunity. We were hopped up on 5-hour energy. I was going to bite some people. And yeah. So anyway.
Horses, that new weed strikes again.
Please press charges. Yeah, I would press charges. She's got to go.
Yeah, totally. All right, so I guess people are kind of here for a little bit of news, too, aren't they?
Maybe.
Just a little bit? Just awesome. Tiny, tiny little bit? All right, well, can I start? Can I start? Because I've got to talk about this.
Do it.
We always joke about it, especially on the night shows. I know this is daytime radio, so you might want to turn down just a little bit of bosses right here.
Put your earplugs in, people.
YouPorn promotes its availability on Xbox Live soon. Yeah, YouPorn coming to an Xbox near you, baby. All right, so I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com.
Wait, give me a minute. So give me a minute to catch my breath. Okay, go ahead, go.
Story secret videos are now going to be on Xbox.
I don't have any secret videos. But I tore those up. I'm not like him.
Wow. All right, so popular porn destination, YouPorn, which is definitely not safe for work, so don't be Googling this, declared today that it will soon be on the Xbox 360, thanks to the introduction of Internet Explorer on Xbox Live later this year. Of course, every other website will also be accessible via Internet Explorer, most notably Game Politics. No, that's not who else. That's not most notably. We got somebody else. It's called new.gamematrix.com. Go. Check it out. All right. Anyway, still, it doesn't hurt to make the announcement if you want that traffic for Microsoft's popular console. They say YouPorn is nothing if not efficient at getting the word out about its blue video services. All right, so they actually put out a little blog. They said, "We have great news for you. And yet another porn industry first, YouPorn is now available on Xbox." Hey, honey, oh, I got to tell you, if everybody is available on Xbox now, you're not an industry first. You shared it with everybody else. Hell, Octomom's on there now. Come
Ew,
on.
Stop. Don't say that.
No, right? Gamers and free porn lovers around the world rejoice. Thanks at long last to the introduction of Internet Explorer for Xbox. You can now tap. I'm sorry, I read that as fap. You can now tap into and stream all your favorite free YouPorn videos right from your Xbox. Whether you're pony noobs in COD, annihilating Bully Mong in Borderlands 2, or taking the Saints deep in Madden NFL 13, you are never more than a few simple controller clicks away from being face-deep in hot free porn. Wow, all right. If you haven't yet joined the 2012 XBL public beta, now is the time. In order to access Internet Explorer for Xbox, you have to take part in the public beta. And trust us when we say it's well worth it. If you're apprehensive about joining the public beta, fear not. According to Xbox's own Major Nelson, who probably did not see YouPorn coming to it, Internet Explorer and the new XBL dashboard should become available to all users by the end of 2012. But if you can't wait that long and want your free porn, sign up for the XBL public beta now. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. All right, so I got to know. Leave us a message either on Twitter, Facebook, even on the newgamematrix.com. Are you going to be streaming YouPorn on your Xbox? You know, and I could have sworn I already saw a channel like this on Xbox when I was looking last night.
I'm kind of in shock.
I don't think I'd want to stream this on my Xbox.
We'll see. Here's why it's not an industry first. It's a second because, you know, we always had internet access on our Wii. Yes, I had to throw it in there again.
Yes, you did.
From day one.
That's strong if you're watching porn on the Wii. That's just...
Yes, it's like you. I don't even know what to say to that. On one hand, yes, you know, we needed a browser on Xbox for no other reason than the fact that hopefully I'll be able to finish Gladius now.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a patch that keeps saying, you need to download this patch. Go to this address, and then you can't because there's no web browser. So if for no other reason I'm happy that they put a browser on there, what I'm not happy about is, yes, there's going to be some problems. You have some parents, as you all know, that are not tech savvy. They don't understand how any of this works. They like it. They like the technology, but they let their kids hang out alone in the room. It's bad enough they're playing games by themselves. Now they will be able to get porn right on the Xbox, and they will never come out of their rooms. So there's going to be some...
You know, what concerns me, though, is are we able to install some sort of antivirus on our Xbox?
That's the other thing. Yes, pop-up blocker. How is this going to work? Am I going to have...
Because, yeah, I don't want to turn on my Xbox and have, you know, porn things.
This is a whole... Yeah, this is going to be a whole new can of worms. We got to talk about this Thursday night, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting, Ginger.
Very, very interesting. Well, you know, I only bring the interesting.
You do. You bring the interesting. I'm scared. Anyway, there's some fighting going on.
Who's fighting?
EA and the people over at Oddworld. Woo! So, and I have to read it just this way because it only has that effect when I read it just this way. After telling EA, beep you, Lorne Lanning is back building games as his own micro-publisher. What did Lorne Lanning say to EA when it wanted to acquire his studio, Oddworld Inhabitants? Let me repeat that. Beep you very much. And with that, he left the games business. Now Lorne Lanning is finally doing what he intended on doing all along, to make games for the fans. That hasn't been an easy task in the past, where a much-loved franchise was hampered by the demands of the games business. Lanning is still wound up about that, still wound up by the terrible business practices that never worked in favor of the developer, the business practices that squeeze the most amount of work out of a developer for the least amount of rewards. Less than a console generation ago, publishers were driving the sports cars while developers were eating out of bean tins. Ooh. According to GI.biz, Lanning told them that our agreement is you won't be seeing our profit being spent on Ferraris. And beep like that, our profits are going back into the game so we can ultimately raise to the point where we can grow our audience who are expecting new content. So Lanning is back promoting a collection of Oddworld games that have been given the polish. They've remade it and they gave it some HD treatment alongside partner Stuart Gilray and his guys at Just Add Water. Lanning likes his team so much that he refers to them as Oddworld UK, which must please Gilray, a fan of the Oddworld games since day one. Those releases are already performing well, with Gilray revealing that the PC and HD PlayStation 3 versions of Oddworld Stranger's Wrath have already passed 250,000 sales. Work. This is a title originally released on Xbox back in 2005 and sold just only 600,000 units, but that's still not bad. With the original release, Lanning was vocally disappointed at the lack of support the publisher EA gave them back then. But Lanning's plan for his franchise and company spells out a much more interesting future than it faced 7 years ago. On the micro-publisher level, he says it's very simple. We fund our own products. We weren't able to do that in the boxed product days. We were only able to do that in a digital distribution landscape. You know what? I'm going to cut this short here, and I'm going to say that is so not true, dude. The people who – everybody keeps thinking, oh, Kickstarter, and you know, the digital business theme pioneered the state digital business. No, actually, you need to take a look at Funcom and a little game called Anarchy Online is who started all this digital download business. They were the first game I ever saw do that. An MMO, you had to download it in pieces. Anybody remember that? You had to download Anarchy Online in parts, and then you had to put them together in the same files. Then you had to run the patcher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they're the first ones I saw do that. You could buy it right there online. You had to pay. There were some hoops to jump through. It was not easy. You had to go pay your PayPal, which credit card, and you had to come back and then get the log in and then download the pieces. And yeah, so they were the first, not Steam and certainly not EA. And you could have always done this. It just wasn't an easy thing to do back then. If they really wanted to, they could have. So, I'm happy to see you all tell EA to suck it. And we're looking forward to seeing what you're doing. I know there's a large following for people that play Oddworld. I never did play it. I had this aversion to that scarecrow-looking character that they had that was the main character. He disturbed me, although his hat was cool. Ginger will probably like him. He looks like steampunk gone horribly wrong.
Ooh.
But Ginger will love him.
Go check that out.
You can go check him out at oddworld.com. He's the character that's up on the page there, the main character. Anybody out there play them some Oddworld back in the day? Yeah.
I did not. This is actually the first time I've heard about it.
Yeah, that's before Ginger's time, because you know Ginger's a widow.
Ginger's just a baby.
Ginger's
yes.
Our baby.
Yes. And Ginger was lost in MMOs for a very, very long time.
We all were, honey.
Dark Age Camelot, yeah.
We all were. I'm looking for Sony to throw us another EverQuest, a real one. You all need to step right back in. See how WoW's failing because they stole all your ideas? You need to step right back in and do it up.
Yeah, exactly. WoW, we hate you. I hate you. You stole my life, WoW. All right, so there is a new horrible, scary, frightening bill coming out.
Uh-oh.
Oh, good Lord. They say it makes Sopa and Pippa look tame.
Oh, no.
New bill is called the Clean IT Act. Apparently, it's been secretly, you got to love the secret, secretly passed around to certain members of the European Parliament. And, of course, it's now starting to make headlines. And they say it has very eerie similarities to legislation like SOPA, CISPA, ACTA, 1981,
What's it called again?
Clean IT. They say it's currently in the early stages of being refined. The draft was leaked to the public. Basically, the draft calls for internet service providers to enforce the use of real names and would require over internet services such as Ventrilo and TeamSpeak to create a flag system for users who could potentially be terrorists. Yeah. The government would reportedly use this to create a list of illegal terrorist websites. Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me? What happens when this is modern-day witch hunt.
Mm-hmm. It is. They say it comes with a reporting button to be developed within browsers used in the European Union as well as in operating systems. Social media companies would have to allow for the use of only real pictures of users, and governments in the EU would be required to draft legislation that will allow them to create a monitoring system that would have to be used by anyone who makes and distributes an OS or browser product in the EU. Wow.
My mouth is just hanging open.
Oh my God.
I cannot even believe what I'm hearing. Yeah, Horace, who the beep, UK? Yes, I can't.
No, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at this, and it's, are you kidding me? This is Big Brother. This is so transparent that it's frightening. This is, if you put my real picture and my real name up on the internet, there are stalkers. There are crazy-ass people out there. I do not want my real picture, my real name, everything out there. I mean, I love some of you people, but then some of you people scare me just a little bit. I happen to like my spleen being inside me, where it's safe and it's warm, and yeah, I'm alive. It's good. Let's not do this, all right? But seriously, and you don't need to be seeing my midget porn, so back off. We're not terrorists. Just because we're trolls on the internet does not make us terrorists. Come on. This is scary. This is the end of the world. Literally, the end of the world. I think if you do this, we just might as well give up and allow them to turn us into batteries. Plug us in. It's all good.
I'm sitting here. I'm sorry. I'm in such shock.
I just can't imagine what they were thinking. Do we not get to have any kind of privacy at all?
No.
I want my privacy.
No.
And I happen to tell you that if this comes to the U.S., I will be one of the first ones who are helping to find a way around it.
The way around it is we're going to do like those developers, and I'm just going to go live on a boat and get my Wi-Fi access, and that's where I'll be.
Yeah. Or, you know, I'll be on a boat.
International waters, what you going to do?
No, man, we don't have that song downloaded, do we?
Which one? I'm on a boat? No.
Yeah.
We got to get that one.
As we mentioned this, that song.
We do. I'm sorry. I have to grab it one more. I'm not understanding why are these people pushing so hard to pass these acts?
I don't know. This is scary because if you're monitoring me, and there are so many different beliefs, everybody has their own idea of what's right, what's wrong. All right, some of it should be illegally wrong, and I'm going to agree with that. But then there are places like 4chan that those people are mainly harmless and are full of talk. And you know that's going to be one of the first websites that they're like, terrorists!
There's people that are going to be accusing people of being terrorists that aren't actually terrorists is the problem.
Exactly. You think Facebook bullying is bad now? Could get called terrorists.
This is very, very scary. All right. We got to move along because I'm still waiting on my prison architect. introversion. I need to put some prisoners up. Yeah, y'all know what I'm saying. All right, and that's the new hotness around. They apparently are really doing well. We told you yesterday, what were they, at 60K? They're at 100K now in 3 days so far. Work, guys, work. All right, so let me go on to other things. Let me close up the zombie business. What happened to my story?
Did the zombie eat your story?
I guess it did. I went to look for my page and it is gone. What just happened here? What's really going? See, they're already monitoring. That's what happened. They're already monitoring.
Oh no,
Ginger, do something.
And you know, Corey's got the good porn.
I do not have any porn on my computer.
Don't lie.
I said on my computer.
Yeah, all right. I
will tell you about this because we hope it's good news. Facebook has given their help center a makeover because we all know they suck. So they did exactly what we were talking about this morning. It seems that they have simplified things. You know how you used to go through and you'd see all these links. It's confusing. You're not sure what to do. Now they have very Windows-like tiles. Interesting. So it's being called Help Center 2, and it has a little place to type at the top. I don't know if it's gone live. Anybody out there can check and see if it's gone live. Actually, I think I could check myself. Oh, yes, it is. It is live. You go to your facebook.com/help, and you'll see it too if you're listening to us live or Memorex. Don't matter. You have your first one, learn the policy basics, see what's new on Facebook, report an issue, learn about the timeline, review our safety resources, and discover games and apps. I like this much better. Now all we need to get them to do, lovely Facebook people, is actually respond to people when they send you messages. They're also rolling out this same dashboard to all their international users. Chief Privacy Officer Aaron Egan said that that all of these tools aim to provide people who use the service with access to the information they need from Facebook as quickly and as efficiently as possible. These resources demonstrate our commitment to transparency and our continued effort to ensure that people who use Facebook can create the experience that is right for them. It will feature information based on how you use the site. For example, if you cannot log into your profile, you might see password resetting tips. Or you've never logged in, or you might see information on how to set up a new account. The dashboard is also supposed to help you keep track of profiles and images you report as inappropriate or abusive. And it'll give you a little notification to review your report of so-and-so's profile. I like it. The dashboard was originally launched back in April of this year, but it wasn't available to everybody, and now it's available to all Facebook users. Under your settings menu from your support dashboard, you can see when they review your report, why they took that action, so on and so forth, and they'll also send you a notification of your report changes. I like this for one reason, something we have a cause, this quickly becoming a cause with us, is that we keep meeting people that are trying to off themselves. You are unable to do anything. You're unable to say anything to anyone. And I've seen this on Facebook. People threaten to kill themselves, or they threaten to kill other people, so on and so forth. And there's nothing you can do. You don't know if when you send it to Facebook, if they got it. At least this way, when you see things like this on Facebook, when you report it, you know, hopefully something got done. At least you have that peace of mind of knowing you know, you did as much as you could. So I like this feature. Good job, Facebook. But
yes. Totally.
Now, if we could just get you to start responding quickly. They never say anything if you send them notes. This, again, we'll be able to see, hopefully, that you did something.
Yes. All right, so I've got a short one, so I'm going to do two here. Minecraft prepaid PC game cards are coming to select retailers.
Oh, no.
Mojang announced via its website that it's now offering prepaid game cards for its hit game Minecraft at various retailers. Now players can buy the cards for $26.95. Oh, my good Lord. People, somebody keeps dinging me on Twitter, and I keep seeing my little thing flash. Anyways, now players can buy the cards for $26.95, the same price as downloading Minecraft online.
Minecraft!
Now the cards are... Minecraft, yes. For now, the cards are available at Walmart, of course, Target, and Best Buy, and they are only available in the United States. So, suck it, UK. Anyways, if you want to find out more about them, you can head over to Minecraft.net. If you're not playing, you should. It really is a hilarious, awesome game. All right, so since that one was short, I'm going to do another one, if I can pull up the right screen. All right, we have got Just Dance 4 now available in the UK. So since apparently I said suck it, UK, y'all get something that we don't.
Yeah.
Today, Ubisoft announced that Just Dance 4, the brand new iteration of the most popular dance video game, is now available in the UK. It's available on the Wii and the Xbox Kinect and the PlayStation Move. The game's also available on the Wii U system when the Wii U launches. Since its launch in 2009, Just Dance series has totally renewed the dance video game genre, putting the accessibility and the fun at the core of the experience. Friends, families, kids, teens, and globe, and animals maybe, enjoyed moving their bodies to new chart toppers and all-time classics. All right, so what do we got? We have Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes, I've Had the Time of My Life. Justin
really?
Bieber. Justin Bieber's already made it on a Just Dance. Beauty and a Beat. Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe. That's a cute song. Boys Town Gang, Can't Take My Eyes Off You. Rihanna, Disturbia. Flo Rida, Good Feeling. Elvis Presley, Jailhouse Rock.
Okay, that one I like. I love me some Jailhouse Rock. Oh, my God.
Ricky Martin, Livin' La Vida Loca.
I like that one, too.
I think that's on, like, every dance game ever.
But I like that one, too.
Yeah. Oh, Selena Gomez and The Scene, Love You Like a Love Song.
Mm-mm.
I like that one. Mm-mm. You don't like that one?
No, I do not like Bieber nor his girlfriend. Get gone. Get thee gone. Go up and come back, and then we'll talk, guys.
Sergio Mendez and the Black Eyed Peas, Mas Que Nada. Maroon 5. Yeah, Mas Que Nada.
I love that song. I actually know the words to that. I don't know what the hell I'm saying, but I know all the words. Mas Que Nada. Yeah, anyway.
Maroon 5 and Christina Aguilera, Moves Like Jagger.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer Lopez and Pitbull, On the Floor. The Girly Team, Oops, I Did It Again.
What?
No idea. Oops, I Did It Again.
Is that Britney's version?
So what? No idea. I've never even heard of the Girly Team, so. Nicki Minaj, Super Bass.
You did it right.
Super Bass. I like Super Bass better, man. Come on.
You like fishing.
Super Bass.
Oh, I see some machinima coming from you and I, Super Bass.
I know, right? Stevie Wonder, Superstition, Hit the Electro Beat, We No Speak Americano. What Makes You Beautiful, Will Smith, Wild Wild West, and Barry White, You're the First, the Last, My Everything.
Why would you grab Wild Wild West from Will Smith when he has, you got like tons of other...
I don't know.
What that? I'm done.
I don't know.
I don't understand. You could have done Switch or... Anyway, I'm moving along.
No, I haven't heard that song in forever. Now I want to hear it. Do we have that? We have
Switch?
Yeah.
We do not... But on our YouTube channel.
Like a whole list of songs that we need to get.
But on our YouTube channel.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
It's my video with the Switch song from Enter the Matrix. Not Enter the Matrix.
That's right, that's right.
It's online. Yeah. Man, Google. Google, you guys be all kinds of awesome. I don't even know what to say, but wow. According to our new friends over at Uber Gizmo, Google is overtaking Microsoft's market capitalization. That's right. Apple might be the world's most valuable company on paper, but that does not mean that Apple is the only player in town when it comes to the 800-pound gorilla. Other combatants, if you will, include Google and Microsoft for the first time in the history of the stock exchange yesterday. Google's stock market value actually overtook Microsoft's.
Hell yeah! Way to go, Google! Yay, Android!
Android. In fact,
totally told y'all we are going to take over the world.
In fact, some may be even surprised to hear that Google will actually overtake social networking giant Facebook later this year.
Not surprised. Come on, it's Facebook. They're floundering. They're going down.
Oh, wow.
Full of so much suck, it's unreal.
Well, they're saying this is later this year this is going to happen. This is not an estimation, people. They're saying it's going to happen. So they're saying hopefully Microsoft's Windows 8, as well as some hardware from them, may be able to push their share price up a little bit, or it might overtake Google, but not looking so good. Oh, my goodness. This is juicy fighting. And Ginger hasn't seen the commercials. I have. I'm all multimedia, like, everywhere in here. I got the phone. I got news going there. The laptop, the TV. I get a radio in here somewhere, I guess, sometime at some point. But there's commercials now where Microsoft is trying to go head-to-head with Google, saying that it's called the Bring It On Challenge, where they're having people walk up. You know how they do the taste test with the drinks? They have the people doing the browser test. They're having them bring them up to the laptop and saying, here.
Oh, I saw that last night, actually. And they're like, Bing is so much better. No, it's not.
Bing is good for it is their translator services are awesome, but only because they have acquired them somehow from Yahoo. I can't figure out how they did this. I saw it yesterday. Can't figure quite how they did it, but they've somehow managed to pilfer that. And I have a feeling that once Miss Melissa Mayer gets a rest of this, when she catches on, that's not going to be happening anymore.
Mm-mm.
So I'll make your own translation service, Bing.
Have I mentioned that I like the word pilfer?
I like the
that's
word pilfer, too.
Awesome word.
It's a wonderful word. I like to hit.
completely pilfered it.
They pilfered.
All right.
Pilfered.
God. All right. I need less sugar today. Less sugar.
You know you do because you have a story you put on the site twice. I thought it was me. It's you. It's Ginger.
No, you know what? The website was being a brat earlier. It kept telling me it was going down afterwards, so it was being weird.
I got it.
Chicken Invaders 4 game launched for Android. Droid. The most eagerly awaited installment of the Chicken Invaders casual space shooter series has arrived for Android smartphones and tablets. Interaction Studios announced today the immediate availability of Ultimate Omelet, the most eagerly awaited Chicken Invaders episode to be brought to the Android platform. The game comes in two editions, standard definition for smartphones and high definition for tablets. Both editions have been... Did you just hiccup?
I did.
Oh my God, that's so cute. Both editions have been optimized to run at 60 frames per second and to take advantage of widescreen multi-touch and keypad capabilities. A basic demo of the game is available for free and can be fully unlocked through Google Play. Chicken Invaders was introduced in 1997. I don't care about that. It's won over 50 awards. It's been downloaded over 150 million times and has been translated to 13 languages and made available in 154 countries. It's on Windows, Macs, Linux platforms, mobile phones, and retail outlets alike. Yay!
Oh, Horace.
Chicken Invaders.
Am I muted? Oh, no. Horace said he would have liked to have heard this one here, too, in the Just Dance song, this one.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to give him a little bit, because I know he's like...
Aww, she gives you a little bit, then she takes it away.
That's right. That's old school right there. Y'all got to learn. Girls got to learn to tease again. All right. Interesting. Interesting things. For you people who are still trying to make your own games, never mind, because that story is no longer there. I love when that happens.
That story has disappeared.
It's a big red X over the page. I don't know what y'all are doing. Yeah.
That story has become unavailable.
And it's on Forbes. I don't know what's going on with you people at Forbes, but I'm just saying.
I say Anonymous attacked them. That's right. I said it first. You know what? One of these predictions has to be true. One of these days.
What, that they hacked something?
Yeah, Anonymous hacked Forbes. I called it.
Ooh, that would be... Yeah, that would be interesting. All right, let me move over to something else. I don't want to give them any ideas, because I think sometimes they listen to us, sometimes not. But sometimes...
Well, you know, we did have the one guy call in and swear up and down. He was like, the leader of Anonymous. You're not the leader of Anonymous.
Well, he didn't say he was a leader. He said he was one of them, and he said, we are well aware of who you all are. And I was like, really? Even looking at my porn over my shoulder, right? It's fine.
It pay no mind to the goat porn,
right? No, it's circuitry porn. Mm.
You know what? You like a circuitry porn? Bender. Yeah, Bender. Bender from Futurama likes circuitry porn. Sorry.
Yeah, and yet we can't get along, Bender and I. We never dated.
He's hot.
No, he's not. He's cold. He's made of metal. technological death match is going on right now, as we just told you about, you know, two of the combatants. Combined Amazon, Apple, Google, and Microsoft currently represent over $1 trillion in company value. Most of the $1 trillion has been created in the past decade. For the first five of those years, each of the four had a clear playing field in its niche. Amazon was selling books and other goods. Apple selling stylish, user-friendly computers. Google selling search engine advertising. And Microsoft selling packaged software. And for the most part, there was peace and harmony in the digital universe. Oh, but think...
Well, tell me a story.
Think Digit said 15 years ago, of course, Microsoft invested $150 million, and I want you all to take note of what I'm about to say. I'm going to repeat it slowly. Invested $150 million into a struggling Apple to help guarantee a market for its very profitable Office applications on the Mac. For those of you who are like, they're stealing, and Apple's better. No, they help each other. See? Also, for many years, Google's then CEO Eric Schmidt was happily ensconced on the Apple's board. 1 in 10 iPods was sold on Amazon.com. Hardly friends, as evidenced by Amazon dumping Microsoft's search engine. The company didn't feel obligated to foil each other at every opportunity. That has changed. You got the iPhone, came out and caused problems. And we're going to, the reason why I'm telling you this story is you're probably going to talk about it Thursday night. This is a very interesting story to me, if I could remember to save it. You know how I always say that and I forget to save it? Then Thursday, I'm like, what happened to my stuff? Then you have Google deciding to sell stuff. They have their own board, like Amazon. They have a direct-to-sale Nexus One, directly in competition with Apple. They also started pitching an application store, just like Amazon. Yeah. They also, yeah, there's all kinds of goodness going on here. Anyway, we will be talking about that on Thursday night. I can't believe all the backstabbing and stuff that's going on. I'm a firm believer in stay in your lane at this point. You're not helping me when your stuff sucks. And not only that, but they force you to use it. I don't want to be forced to use Apple stuff and all that stuff.
No. Apple can keep their stuff. Thank you.
I like their stuff. I just don't like the rhetoric that they feed their people, which is I can't get a virus.
Yes, you can. I hated that. I heard somebody tell somebody that at Best Buy. Oh, you can't get a virus on it. No, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Stop telling them that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. I got to do this one because these are our people. Ninja Bee wanted us to tell you, hello, Andrew. Thank you for sending this over, like, at the very last minute. Yes, I'm picking on you. No, we love you. Keflings fans will get the chance to trick-or-treat this month with two new Kings.
Aww.
Graveyard and Candy coming as DLC to A World of Keflings on Xbox Live Arcade. Both DLC packs will arrive in time for Halloween with sugar, spice, and not so nice, like us here. That used to be actually our slogan back when we first started.
Sugar, spice, and not so nice?
Well, it was sugar and spice and girls a slice, but hey.
I like that. We should bring
that's old school right there.
You know what? You need to put that on a shirt.
It is on a shirt somewhere in my drawer, as a matter of fact.
We need that on more shirts, so more people. Yeah, that's hot.
So your DLC for the Kingdom of Keflings is going to be out October 10th for 320 Microsoft points. They also, did they send us this? Is a zombie, they did not, Andrew, that's Andrew, a teaser somewhere. We will find it. I'll write him back to give it to me. A zombie teaser appeared at the end of, last week's trailer, which I think we do have up, of Sugar and Spice, hinting that something macabre was brewing for the Keflings, but no further clarification was offered. Today, Ninja Bee confirmed that a new graveyard-themed kingdom will lurk its way into the Xbox Live Marketplace as DLC titled The Curse of the Zombiesaurus.
Zombiesaurus?
Yes.
I don't like this. I don't like dinosaurs.
Oh, I forgot.
I don't like dinosaurs.
Well, here's the thing. As in The Curse of the Zombiesaurus, you'll play as your avatar and a horde of zombie keflings known as spooklings to work gathering bones of graves out of graves, brimstone from volcanoes, and ectoplasm off ghosts. Then you'll meet a new cast of ghoulish keflings, including Wilhelm, the gravekeeper, and Count Gofula, who need their help in rebuilding their eerily amusing graveyard town, which was recently decimated by the raging Zombiesaurus. Ginger might not want to play this. I'm pretty sure you'll get...
No. Ginger will not be playing this. Ginger does not play anything with any kind of dinosaurs. I don't care if it's zombie or otherwise.
Oh.
It just makes it worse.
I will take a look and let you know if he actually appears. Now, if you don't own World of Keflings, you can pick up a copy next week. They say at half price for only 400 Microsoft points, and then it's going to go on sale next week, beginning Tuesday, October 9th, is when you'll be able to pick that up. I don't see the Zombiesaurus in the promo pictures, Jen, so you might be good. This is a wintertime. This is one of my wintertime games, Kingdom of Keflings, because it's kind of a weird take on The Sims and SimCity. You're a giant and all the people are little, and you kind of have to pick up stuff and move them and help them. And it's just complicated enough to keep me interested. When you build the buildings, it's not just build the buildings. You have to put certain things together to build the building in a certain shape to make a scaffold. And then once you get the scaffold, you got to go and put it in a spot, and then you have to gather up things. If you ever play, you'll see what I'm meaning. The pieces have to fit together kind of puzzle-like. And you don't just find them at random. You actually have some mining and things that you have to have the cufflinks do. And you can be mean to them. You can throw them and all that kind of stuff if you like. Drop kick them. Which I find...
Drop kick your cufflinks.
Yes, Baby Natrix discovered that one. Hey, look!
Poor cufflinks! and you know what? That does not surprise me that she found that.
She is mean.
She is. She glitter bombed me. I'm never getting over that.
Yeah. She is hoping to get a glitter bomb back, she said.
being worked on. It's going to be all high tech and everything, apparently.
Oh, my gosh. I am so not opening that. I have not any things at all. I'm going to be like, here's a package for you.
Yeah, that's coming, that's coming. I just have to keep shaking my head.
Oh, my God.
All right, so, Snakebite Imes.
Ooh, snake.
Gaming system to be released in 7-inch and 10-inch versions.
Rawr.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm hearing snow in my head right now. Oh, great. Snakebite adds the 10-inch model to their tablet range as market analysis and community demand more variety. Gamescom 2012, Snakebite first announced Snakebite Ines. Am I saying this right? E-I-N-S, Ines? First 7-inch tablet offers total console feeling on your TV when paired with a Bluetooth controller and a docking station, but still features the comfort of mobile gaming even when the docking station is not used. Powered by feedback from gaming and mobile communities, as well as the positive responses from trade and press, Snakebite will also be offering a 10-inch version of Snakebite Ines. The decision to offer a 10-inch version was ultimately influenced by the community. A 10-inch version offers different possibilities, like being propped up on a table. Oh, my God, my brain's in the gutter. This gives games size too. If you're more into compact and mobile, if you'd like to use your Snakebite Ines on the go, the 7-inch version is a handy option, says Mike Stoop? Anyways, of Managing Director of Sunflex Europe GmbH. All right, so Snakebite is going to be available in the first quarter of 2013, starting at 199 cookies. I think that's euros. Yeah. So only you Brits are getting this. So, hey, Brits that I happen to know, you know who I'm talking about. I need this.
Man, Snakebite, those are some odd people over at Snakebite. Oh.
Well, yeah, anybody who names themselves Snakebite.
It's true. They're really, really odd, though. I don't... Yeah.
Really, really odd.
They're very, very odd. They always send us this stuff, and then we say, okay, well, can we get one? And they'll be like, oh, no, it's for the UK. Well, why did you send? Oh, we'll try to get you one. Yeah, see, I'm making face right there. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I lost the game I was going to tell you about. It's Restaurant Star. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't.
It's actually up on our site. Ah, here we go.
I'm not looking at it. You're not getting me addicted.
Yes. Yes. It's not on Facebook, Ginger. It's on Droid.
Oh, good God. No. No. Someone save me.
It's not just food. It's life. You're given a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start your own dream restaurant. Choose a cuisine out of 8 different types to serve your many customers. As you level up, your dishes become more elaborate and delicious. Learn to manage a restaurant by skillfully timing your dishes and beverages. You can also customize your restaurant so it fits your taste, whether it's modern, vintage, or just a casual, cozy sit-down. Make friends and visit their restaurants. Leave tips and gifts while fiercely competing for customers. See, that's what I'm talking about. I need to compete. Whatever you do, it's your restaurant. You determine its success. Uh-oh, sounds like a simulator. Goodness, I like it. You can choose from a wide variety of cuisines. If you want to know which ones, you can choose from Japanese, Korean, Chinese, Italian, French bakery, coffee shop, fast food, or a diner establishment. Nom, nom, nom. You can choose your restaurant taste. Got tons of accessories, interior decor that allows you to express yourself. No two restaurants will be alike. I like that idea. They do have what they're calling gratifying missions and reward systems, so you can complete a list of tasks, prepare various combinations of dishes to be rewarded in gold, candy, and experience points. You can also visit your friends and leave a tip, and you can see what they're cooking. Mm-hmm. And check out what's going on. See their customers, too. They're saying the graphics are crisp, so the animation is supposed to be absolutely awesome. You can zoom in. You can stare at your customers all day in the face. Just all in their faces, what you eat in their customer. And you can pop over to new.gamingatrix.com and check out the screenshots. It's kind of adorable.
All day in the face.
Oh, I thought you would like that one.
snow, get out of my head.
All day up in your face.
I hear her there. Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. Her and her porno voice.
I want to play this one, but I don't think it'll run on Optimus. I don't think Optimus can handle this one at all.
I don't even know if mine can. But
I think yours can. I think Optimus can. Mm. How about I just had a friend the other day was saying that he was waiting on his ice cream sandwich, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, where are you at getting ice cream sandwiches? And then I just got this long text message, droid, like this. I was like,
yes, I've been hearing about the ice cream sandwich as well.
I hate you.
Girl, remind me to tell you about me getting conned into cleaning off porn later, okay? Sorry, I don't know how that just got brought up, but yeah, it did anyways.
That's wrong. Why would you tell
Yeah. Apocalypse November turns presidential political season into a maze. Apocalypse November, which is a fan-created Unity 3D-based web game, is hosting over at Game Jolt and pays homage to the 2012 presidential elections, playing as an unnamed candidate running for re-election to the highest office in the land. Players navigate mazes inspired by political themes and parties, including the Blue State Maze, the Purple Swamp, and the Red Zone Dungeon. Players can choose to embrace or shun the characters they encounter, to build influence and capture the electoral college votes needed to secure victory. Wow. All right, so they say if you don't already have this, you'll need to grab the Unity Web Player browser plugin over at unity3d.com, and you can play the game at Game Jolt now. Apocalypse Now.
Why?
I don't know. But, you know, some people like those whole little political games. Yeah. I think they're a little odd, a little strange.
I played the one on Facebook, and it really was kind of...
boring?
Yeah, after a while, it did get to be boring. There was no scandal. It looks like they were in beta. Like, they just put the shell together. They didn't do the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they didn't do anything with it.
You gotta give us scandals. You know, the love child with Madonna, or, you know, bumping boots with the guy next door, or something. You gotta give us something.
I was not pleased.
I only held it in my mouth. I did not inhale.
Oh, hey.
Sorry.
That's just wrong.
And hilarious.
I want to give a shout out to my peoples over at the Pop Chicks. Have you guys checked them out yet? Especially the ladies. Check out Pop Chicks. Pop Chicks is spelled with an X. They're having a gamer night tomorrow night, Wednesday night. They're playing Borderlands 2. So if you are a girl out there, you're looking for somebody to play with, go check them out. Go play with them. I'm not doing Borderlands 2. Don't even ask me. I know one particular Pop Chicks will ask me. I will not play. I do not want to play Borderlands 2. I am angry with Horus. Therefore, I will protest and not play.
Horus, this is all your fault.
Yes, it is all your fault. I refuse. To play.
Right.
I refuse to play. All right, it's my turn. It'd be my turn.
It is your turn.
I got some interesting stuff to tell you. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I don't think you have anything interesting.
You dare doubt me? You dare?
Of course not.
You doubt my... We have 7 minutes left. I better.
Yeah.
quit playing around here and get to the meats. Okay, so Resident Evil.
Okay.
Is out. Or will be out soon. Resident Evil 6. I want to tell you about this strategy guide, not so much the game. If you like strategy guides, this one is supposed to be the boss of strategy guides. They're saying the official Resident Evil strategy guide is from Brady Games. It's supposed to give you everything you need to fully explore the terrifying and action-packed world of Resident Evil 6. Featuring...
Oh, Horace, you're going to get cut.
Did he say something? Wait till I get done. Featuring all in-depth information and detailed maps, Brady Games guides are... supposedly famous for, the official Resident Evil 6 strategy guide lays bare the location of every key and restorative item in the game, key locations to cover, and more. It's supposed to be an expertly written walkthrough, as gives specific advice for enemy encounters and important events throughout the main story of the game. While the character and enemy chapters provide comprehensive stats and biographical information alongside stunning official artwork. I have one of their guides for Fable 2, which they do make beautiful guides. The guide also features detailed information on the achievements and trophies scattered throughout the game and explains the best way to accomplish these goals. Of course, it's been over 10 years since the Raccoon City incident, and the President of the United States has decided to reveal the truth during a speech at a university campus. By his side is personal friend and Raccoon City survivor Leon S. Kennedy. But when the campus suffers a bioterrorist attack, Leon is forced to face a president transformed beyond recognition and make his hardest decision. Cut him! It's not a hard decision. He's a zombie.
No kidding, right? Zombie? Don't touch. Shoot. Straight face first.
Right. Of course, the official Resident 6 strategy guide will launch as both a signature series edition with an RRP of $14.99 and also as a limited edition for $19.99, which boasts three high-quality exclusives of Resident Evil 6 embroidered patches. Thank you for giving me a real thing to have in my hand from the BSAA, DSO, and Levita, as well as being bound in premium hardcover with a holographic foil and gloss matte finish. Now, that's limited edition item, something I can hold in my hand.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, but I don't do strategy guides. I only got the other one because of a little known secret that I will not share with you on the air, but I will share with Ginger off the air about strategy guides and how to get them for free. And no, I will not tell you. I will only tell Ginger. I'll leave it to her.
Interesting, really?
She would
really?
Like, so she would like to share with you. I will leave it to her to share, but I would advise her not to.
For $1 million.
$1 million. But I don't, guys, part of the fun of playing a zombie game is not knowing where the stuff is and just running and screaming.
Exactly. Running to the room. Oh, my God, the witch is in there. Yeah. No, Horace is over on Twitter, and he says, it sounds like a personal problem, and does the Kanye shrug, and even went so far as to tweet the Kanye picture of him shrugging.
Yeah. Horace.
You're dead. You're dead, Horace. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You know what? I'm just gonna ignore you, Horace.
Yeah.
You can't even play Left 4 Dead, so.
I know. It wasn't either one. Get Left 4 Dead. Get Left 4 Dead. We get it, and then he like doesn't.
For a whole week, he started on that Monday. Remember?
Yeah.
Get together and play Left 4 Dead at the end of the week. I want to play. I'm gonna get Left 4 Dead too. I'm gonna get it. I'm ready. I'm ready. We get there. Horace is playing. What were you? What was he playing? Or something? I think last time he was playing Transformers or something.
Yeah. Something. Mm-hmm. All right, so time is running out on the Humble Indie Bundle 6. The organizers of the Humble Bundle sent along a note reminding everyone that the latest bundle, Humble Indie Bundle 6, is going to be done in less than 7 hours. If you haven't gotten in on the latest Pay What You Want DRM free bundle, the window to do so is getting very much smaller. Humble Indie Bundle 6 contains Shatter, Rochard, is it Rochard or Rochard? Anyways, Torchlight, Spaz, and Vessel. If you pay more than the average price currently, you'll also get Dust Force, Bit Trip Runner, Gratuitous Space Battles, Jamestown, Wizorb, and several game soundtracks.
That's just wrong.
Wow. All right. They say as of the writing, 307,000 bundles had been sold. They brought in $1.975 million. So, wow, if you want to get in on this, it's humblebundle.com. Do it. These are usually for a good cause, too, if I remember right, right?
Yep.
So go do it. Go do it.
All right, and that's going to do it for us today, lovely people. We should be back tonight.
Yes.
With Pixie and Me stuff.
Maybe. Somebody else.
Yeah, we gotta get our guest to confirm.
Confirm, guest, confirm. You know you want to come play. Bring your toys.
They want to. They want it. All right. We out of here, people.
Got a new elite staff that you can equip. Close your mouth up, ladies. Pyramid. I'm a picture-based fan. your man so stoic. A hacker and slash, who the heck's more heroic?
Check me out, Klaus, I'm a bitch, me like a glove. Just Twitter, a time, I'm